Meet the INIC Calendar Girls.
Hi, I'm Michelle Worden and I'm Miss August.
I'm Vanessa Booth and I'm Miss March.
And my name's Jane King and I am Miss May.
I'm Leslie Corr and I'm Miss April.
My name's Dee Dee Bellis and I am Miss June.
Hi, I'm Charlie Wallage and I'm Miss July.
Hi, I'm Sarah Feary and I'm Miss September.
My name's Tricia Saunders and I'm Miss October.
Following in the footsteps of the ladies from the Ralston and District Women's Institute who provided the inspiration for the 2003 film Calendar Girls, the female members of the INIC Safa team stripped off for charity after committee member Charlie Wallage came up with the idea.
I've seen the film Calendar Girls and my sister's also done a calendar like this for Virgin Trains, and last year the rugby club were doing a calendar, not quite as brave as ours, so we thought we'd see if we could top theirs this year.
And how was the experience of doing it?
Mortifying. I've never been so naked in front of so many people so many times in one day. It was fun, it was a laugh, and it was great for the charity.
The calendar's raised over €1,500 so far, money which will go towards new welfare facilities for families in INIC. The project was kept secret from everyone on the station until the big reveal last Friday at the station's charity Auction of Promises.
My name's Nikki McCarthy and I'm Miss February. I don't know how we managed not to let it slip, really. It was really quite funny and it was actually quite nice to keep it a secret, and it actually made the auction, I think, a hit. I think they were quite surprised, but also taken aback that actually we stood up and put ourselves there on a calendar in front of everyone. And my husband, he was really quite impressed with it, and I think most of the husbands were actually back the wives once they actually saw it. It's really quite a professional calendar.
The models insist it was all done in good taste, with props used to ensure the ladies' modesty remained intact. Michelle Worden explains the theme chosen for the photo shoot.
Because it is the London Olympics next year, we decided on a sporting theme. Not all of the months are featured in the Olympics, however, it's in the sporting spirit. We've got boxing, we've got taekwondo, tennis, football, cycling, netball, golf, rugby. They're all there.
And if you're hoping to get your hands on a copy of the calendar, you may be disappointed, as only 50 copies have been printed and there are currently none available. But they say it's not about the winning, it's about the taking part. And INIC's very own pin-up girls certainly seem to have enjoyed this once-in-a-lifetime naked experience.
I was a little bit nervous because you know it's going into print. It does make you think a little bit harder about, is it a good idea? And you're just like, no, that's it. Off, I can do it. It's fine.
It was quite nerve-wracking having to take your clothes off in front of a group of people you'd never really met before, but thoroughly enjoyable.
It was lovely to be with a group of women, and it's amazing. Once you take your clothes off, it's a great leveller, but we had a real hoot doing it. It's just something that'd be a special memory.